Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, Victorious Living. Yes, we are happy to have you with us this day, this opportunity that God has given us. Oh, yeah, we just lift him up. We exalt him. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. What a mighty God, huh? Yeah. I need him. I need him. Need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Need him right now. Right now. Yes. Anybody out there need the Lord right now? Yeah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. We exalt him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give all praises and honor and all glory to God. Yeah. Yes, yes. He is our El Shaddai. He is our Lord of Lords. He's our King of Kings. Oh, yeah. We just exalt him. We exalt him. Yeah, yeah. Just when you think it's all over, just when you think the end has come, look at what the Lord has done. Huh? Look at what he done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to his holy name. Yeah. Yes. He reigns. He reigns forever. Hallelujah. Yes, he does. Oh, yeah. We just thank him today. We thank him for you. And we thank him for you. We thank him for this opportunity that he has given us to come together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. What a mighty God, huh? What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Yeah. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Yeah, what a mighty God. What a mighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God loves us unconditionally. Unconditionally. Yeah, that's Ephesians 1 and 4. It says, even before he made the world, God loved us. Listen at that. And chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his house. His eyes. Hallelujah. What a mighty God, huh? What a mighty God. Yeah. Oh, we give reverence to him today. Oh, great is his faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. His faithfulness towards us, towards you. Great is his faithfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go get your water. Go get it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We know that it's pretty hot all over. We have all been dealing with storms all up and down the coast. But we trust God. We trust God no matter what it looks like, no matter what's going on. We're going to trust God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We just want to start out with our prayer. Yeah. Pray for our nation. Pray for our families. Pray for our communities. Yes. Oh, God. Master, we just come thanking you, Lord. Thanking you for this minute. Thanking you for this opportunity. Thanking you for this moment. Oh, God, that you have allowed us to come into your presence, God. To just come and sup with you. Master, we are grateful. We are grateful for the little things that you do, as well as the big things that you do, oh, God. Because we know that you're always working it out on our behalf. Many times we can't see what you're doing, but we know, we feel it. We feel your presence, oh God. We feel your love, Master. And we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for looking over our families, Master. Our children, God. We know that this is summertime and our children, many of them want to stay out long hours and play and just play and play. Master, we ask for protection over them, God. Yeah, we ask that they still learn how to have some study time, Master. Oh, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that they come in out the heat. Oh, God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up our nation, God. Oh, Master, our nation. Our nation. Our nation needs a Christ. A Christ. The nation needs a Christ, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon us, God, to lead us, oh God, to help us to stand up and help us to acknowledge righteousness, God. Oh God, help us to have an appetite to have righteousness. Oh God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon them, oh God, so that they will desire to have truth, oh God. Yeah, throw away lies, oh God, and have truth and stand up for righteousness and fear you, oh God. Oh Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon our communities, God. Yeah, our communities, our neighbors, God, whether they're far and near, look upon the community, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to grant us peace, to grant us safe, God, safe travel to and fro, oh God, as we slumber and sleep during the evenings, Master. We ask for your hedges of protection all over us, oh God. We're going to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor that you so rightfully deserve. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Amen, amen. We just thank God. We thank God for Jesus. Oh, yeah, we thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. We give him praise. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continuously be in my mouth. That's all the time. Yeah, his praises. Praise God. Thank him for Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, we glorify him. We just magnify the Lord. Just magnify the Lord. Yeah, if you just wave your hand, just say, thank you, Jesus. Acknowledge him as Lord and Savior. He is the great I am. Oh, hallelujah. We give him praise today. Oh, yes, oh, God, we thank you, Master. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, we know that we have been just into encouraging. And these have been weekend studies on just encouraging each other because we need to be encouraged. Yeah. So we're going to turn quickly in the book of Psalms. We were in the book of Psalms last week, and we're still in the book of Psalms. We're going to go to Psalms 42. Hallelujah. We give him praise. It's power in the name of Jesus. Power, I said. Power. Hallelujah. Power in his name. Glory to God. Just say, Jesus. 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 Woo! Won't he do it? Will he come? Yes, he will. Thank you, Lord. Power in his name. Glory to God. And we see that in this Psalms that on last week we talked about the Qurans. These were the musicians. These were the music writers. Yeah. Yeah, they were music writers. They are the descendants, yeah, of Psalm 42. The music directors, they were music writers, and this was a music family, yeah. And they wrote a lot of praises. They wrote a lot of psalms. So really and truly, we read the psalms, but the psalms are really songs of praise, yeah, adorations to our Most High God. Yeah, and so we see in Psalms 42, it starts off as the deer pants for streams of water, so I long for you, O Lord. Now, I'm reading out the New Living Translation, so mine may be a little different, but it's all the same, have the same meaning. Yeah, same meaning. So we're talking about panting, and we're talking about a stream. Yeah, a stream of water. Yeah, we see that the deer, he's running through the woods, and if you by chance have seen, yeah, a brook or a stream of water, yeah, you will see that the deer will pause when he gets to that stream of water. Yeah. A stream is a body of water with a detectable current. It confines within a bed and a bank. Yeah. A stream is also an umbrella term used in the scientific community for all flowing natural waters, regardless of size. It doesn't matter what size. Yeah, that's what a stream is. Mm-hmm. So we see here it says, as the deer pants for the stream of water. So we're putting ourselves as the deer. This is what's happening here. We're the deer. Yeah. And so the stream of water is going up and down, and it's around the banks. Yeah. It could be wide. It could be small. But it's saying that we desire to taste, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the refreshing taste of that water. The thirst that we have, he will quench it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Huh? He going to quench it. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Yeah. And so we see in verse 2, it says, I thirst for God, the living God. When can I come? Yeah. When can I come and stand before him? It says, I have been thirsty before, seeking, wondering, roaming around, just existing, no direction in my life. Then I met you, Lord. Glory to God. You who showed me what love and kindness was all about. Now I yearn to be in your presence. Glory to God. Oh, look at the master. Look at him. Just think with me for a moment. Just close your eyes and just think on him. Yeah, his loving, his kindness, his mercy, oh God. His mercy that endures forever. Just when we think that the pain won't end, he just breathes on us. And it just comes and it soothes our body. Glory to God. This is the God that we're talking about. The thirst, we have no more. Yeah, because it has been quenched with the Holy Spirit. Huh? Come on. Look at verse 3. It said, day and night, I have only teared for food, while my enemies continually taunt me, saying, where is this God of yours? Yeah. Yeah. Now think about that. Yeah. Think about it. Those friends of ours who are not saved, those friends of ours who don't know the Lord and the pardons of their sins, but they sit and they watch you, and they watch you, and they watch me. Yeah. Think about it. And they question themselves, and they wonder, what is making her do that? What has come in and changed her like that? Who is this God? Where is he? How did he find her? Or how did she find him? Yeah. Come on now. Mm-hmm. It says, I only have a piece of food, a small piece. Even with that, I am eating. Just a small piece. Mm-hmm. My so-called friends, they come and they tease me. Yeah, they tease me and they look at me. And they begin to ask me, if you're in this situation, where is your God? Where is he? Not knowing that man cannot live by bread alone. Listen to what I'm saying. Can anybody hear what I'm saying? Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Yeah. That's where the fullness thereof comes in. The word of God, it will come in and it's going to fill you up. Hallelujah. When you feel like there is no end to whatever's going on, oh, he can come in and he can fill you up. Glory to God. When you feel empty, when you feel all alone, when you feel there is no hope, hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus, huh? Hallelujah. Yeah. We want to just acknowledge that we're dealing with the spirit, the mind, the body, and the soul. Yeah. In verse 4, it says, my heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshipers. Yeah. Leading a great procession to the house of God. Singing for joy and giving thanks. It was the sound of a great celebration. Now look at that. Something has happened here. Some fellowship has been seriously disturbed. Look at this. Look at it. It says, my heart is broken. Mm-hmm. Something happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you are just catching on, I just want to let you come into the presence of God. Come into the presence of the Lord. Yeah. Come into his presence. It says, I was a leader. I was a worshiper. Look at that. Something happened. A discord came in. And it says, I want to go back. I want to go back. I need to go back. Glory to God. I don't know who I'm talking to today. But God is standing there with his arms wide open, stretched out. Yeah. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on us to come. He never left you. He never left you. He said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. No matter what has happened, no matter what it looked like, glory to God. Yeah. He says, come on into my presence with singing, with joy, with singing and fellowship. Hallelujah. With praise. Oh, glory to God. Knowing that I am God and I change not. Hallelujah. Glory to his holy name. Verse 5 says, why? Why am I discouraged? Why do I feel discouraged? Why do I feel this way? Yeah. Why so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again. Hallelujah. My Savior and my God. Yeah, look at that. Now, I am deeply discouraged, but I will remember my kindness from Mount Hermon. Yeah, the moment that those loving arms embraced me, the moment that he came in and he whispered in my ear that I was his child. Hallelujah. The very second that he saved my soul. Listen to me. This is who we're talking about. Yeah. The El Shaddai. The Lord of Lords. The King of Kings. Hallelujah. The Elohim. Oh, yes. The Great One. Hallelujah. Yeah. Discouraged. Yeah. But I'm going to remember how it was in Jordan. Yeah. I may feel discouraged. I am deeply saddened, feeling of no hope, no peace, no joy. But even in all of that, I will remember. I'm going to remember. I'm going to remember his kindness. I'm going to remember his love. I'm going to remember the mercy of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Verse 7. And it says, I hear the turmoils of the raging seas as your waves, surging tides sweep over me. See, I can hear it. I can hear it. Why? Because I am panting. Oh, I'm waiting. I'm waiting to be rescued. I'm open. Yeah, I'm open. I always listen. I'm always waiting on you. Yeah. I'm always waiting. Knowing that you are not far, oh God. I'm always waiting. Yeah. Carefully waiting. Carefully. Carefully listening. Hallelujah. Verse 8 says, through each day the Lord pours his unfailing unfailing love upon me. And through each night I sing his songs, praising to God who gives me life. Yeah, the love is not always available. So when you find love of Christ and his love, which is the greatest love, you want to hold on to the love of God. You want to hold on to it. So you begin to sing songs to him, sing praises to him, because he alone loves you. He alone loves us in spite of whatever it is. Yeah, he alone. Verse 9, oh God, my rock, I cry, why have you forsaken me? Why must I wander in darkness, oppressed by my enemy? Yeah, see, my enemies are ever before me. They're ever trying to attack me. My enemies, oh God. Yeah. God, you are my rock. I cry to you. Yeah. I don't deserve to wander in darkness. I cry to receive your light, oh God. Your light. Verse 10. Their taunting pierced me like a fatal, a wound. Yeah. A wound that is deep. Yeah. Deep scar wound. They scuffle. Where in this God, where is this God of yours? Yeah. That is their question. Where is this God of yours? The teasing will come and it will go. It all depends on how well I will handle it. Yeah, the taunting. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay because I'm going to trust God in spite of. Yeah. Verse 11 says, why am I discouraged? Why so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again. I will glorify his holy name. I'm going to lift my voice. I'm going to raise my hands and give praises to him. Yeah. My salvation, my Savior, my God. Yeah. There will come a time to all of us when we may have to encourage ourselves. Because some of us are not around anybody who will encourage you, who will lift you up, who will exalt you, who will push you. So there will come a time when you will have to know God and know him for yourself. Know that he loves you. Know that he died for you. Yeah. Know that he is the Savior of the world. Yeah. That he loves you. In spite of everything men will say. In spite of everything that men will do. Keep trusting in God. Yeah. Keep the faith while you're trusting. Mm-hmm. But you keep yearning to be in his presence. Yeah, even in discouragement, even when you don't feel like you're worthy, press towards the mark. It's a mark of the higher call. And his call is in Christ Jesus. That's where the ultimate goal is. It's in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah, the Savior of the world. Yeah, hallelujah. So we continually pant. Uh-huh. We continually pant as the deer panted for the stream of water. The water that we so desire is the living water, the Holy Spirit. Yeah, we invite him in. We invited men to come in so we could no longer have this thirst. No longer. Hallelujah. That we can be replenished. Yeah. Our soul can be revived. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is our Savior. Yeah. Jesus is his name. Jesus is the one who went to that old rugged cross for us. Jesus, he could have came down, but he chose not to. Jesus, he is the Son of God. Jesus, our elder brother. Hallelujah. All you got to do is call on him. When you need healing of your body, when you need healing of your soul, when you have been hurt, when you have been bruised, when you have been discouraged, call on him. Will he come? Yes, he will. Yeah. He's a holy God. He is a holy God. Hallelujah. He's a holy God. And he came to redeem man, to bring us out of the pits and the mires that we were all in, to place us on a rock. Hallelujah. Yeah. To place us on this rock. The rock that's solid. It's a solid rock. Hallelujah. All other rocks are sinking, but the rock of Jesus, the rock, did you hear what I said? The rock is a solid rock. Yeah. Nothing shady about this. Yeah, nothing loose. Nothing crumbling. Hallelujah. This is stern. This is very firm, the rock of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah. He came for all of us. The love of God supersedes any love that you can ever imagine. Who will lay down his life for a friend? Who going to do that? Who will lay down? We should always give him praise. We should always acknowledge him. We should always exalt him. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Master. We thank you for your word, O God. Your word is true, O God. We ask you right now, in your Son, Jesus' name, to help us to pant just as the deer did. Help us to be discerning of you, your Holy Spirit, O God, that we want more and we want more and we need more. Help us, O God. Help us to be, to get a refresh that only you can give us. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, anyone that needs the Holy Spirit, we ask them to just cry out to you right now in Jesus' holy name. And he will come. We are living testimonies that he will come. We want to remind you on Sunday, 7 to 8 o'clock, God's Favorite Ministries. And we'll be back on Friday, Victorious Living. Yeah. Walk by faith and not by sight. Keep trusting God. Hallelujah. He is the one. He is the great I am. He is the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Be blessed. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.